啊，感谢主，我们晚上来学习亚萨所写的诗歌。
Thank God, this evening we are going to study a psalm by Asaph.
我们请打开诗篇七十九篇。
Please turn to Psalm 79.
诗篇七十九篇第一节。
Psalm 79, verse 1.
神啊，外邦人进入你的产业，污秽你的圣殿，使耶路撒冷变为荒堆。
Verse 1, O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble.
第二，把你仆人的尸首交与天空的飞鸟为食，把你圣民的肉交与地上的野兽。
Verse 2, They have given the dead bodies of your servants as food to the birds of the air, the flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth.
第三，在耶路撒冷周围流他们的血如水，无人葬埋。
Verse 3, they have poured out blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury the dead.
第四，我们成为邻国的羞辱，成为我们四围人的嗤笑讥刺。
Verse 4, we are objects of reproach to our neighbors, of scorn and derision to our those around us.
啊，第五，主啊，这到几时呢？你要动怒到永远吗？你的愤怒要如火焚烧吗？
Verse 5, How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire?
第六，愿你将你的愤怒倒在那不认识你的外邦和那不求告你名的国度。
Verse 6, Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not call on your name.
第七，因为他们吞了雅各，把他的住处变为荒场。
Verse 7, For they have devoured Jacob and destroyed his homeland.
第九、第八，求你不要纪念我们先祖的罪孽，向我们追讨。愿你的慈悲快迎着我们，因为我们落到极卑微的地步。
Verse 8, Do not hold against us the sins of the fathers. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need.
第九，拯救我们的神啊，求你因你名的荣耀帮助我们，为你名的缘故搭救我们，赦免我们的罪。
Verse 9, Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake.
第十，为何容外邦人说他们的神在哪里呢？愿你使外邦人知道你在我们眼前伸你仆人流血的冤。
Verse 10, Why should the nations say, Where is their God? Before our eyes, make known among the nations that you avenge the outpoured blood of your servants.
十一，愿被囚之人的叹息达到你面前，愿你按你的大能力存留那些将要死的人。
Verse 11, May the groans of the prisoners come before you by the strength of your arm, preserve those condemned to death to die.
12, 主啊，愿你将我们邻邦所羞辱你的羞辱加七倍归到他们的身上。
Verse 12, Pay back into the laps of our neighbors seven times the reproach they have hurled at you, O Lord.
十三，这样你的名，你草场的羊，要称谢你直到永远，要述说赞美你的话直到万代。
Verse 13, Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise.
啊，在这里也是亚萨所写的诗歌。
So this is another psalm of Asaph.
啊，我们说啊，整个读完以后，我们啊可以有一个主题。
And so after we finish reading this passage, there emerged a theme.
啊，就是他们啊遭受到神的惩罚啊，所以有外邦人啊来攻击他们。
And that theme is that they have received punishment from God, and that punishment is that their neighbors have come upon them to war against them.
啊，那现在求神能够来赦免他们的罪。
And so they are pleading to the Lord to forgive their sins.
然后让他们重新啊，能够成为神草场上的羊，得到神的照顾。
So that they may again become the people of God, the sheep of His pasture.
啊，也求神啊，去啊报应那些外邦人他们的啊这么刑罚啊他们的这么残忍的行为。
And so they also pray to God to avenge them because of the terrible ways that they were treated by the enemies.
啊，所以我们在这里呢，可以看到啊，写诗的人呐，啊，是用非常谦卑的态度求神能够怜悯我们。
And so we see that those who have outpoured blood on their servants, they come before God humbly.
啊，所以在第九节可以算是一个非常重要的啊锁节。
And so verse 9 become a central verse in this passage.
他这里特别说，拯救我们的神啊，求你因你的名的荣耀来帮助我们。
Here verse 9 it says, Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins.
啊，所以这里就说，为你的名的缘故，搭救我们，赦免我们的罪。
The latter part, deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake.
所以这里啊，这个第九节可以算是整个啊七十九篇里面的一个最重要的啊一个中心思想。
And so, verse 9 is the central verse within Psalm 79.
所以有时候我们在读诗篇哈啊，它虽然写的不管是很长或很短啊都没关系，一定有一个中心思想是什么。
And so when we look at the Psalms and we study it, every Psalm in and of itself, whether it's long or short passage, have its own objective or a main point.
啊，那这个中心思想你抓得到的话，然后以它为中心，然后开始开展出其他的经文啊，它就可以了解它的含义。
And so when you can understand or capture the main point, then you're able to understand the meaning of that passage.
啊，所以这里说呢，啊，求你赦免我们的罪。
So here it says, may you forgive our sins.
那我们的罪啊啊很大，所以才会惹神的愤怒。
And so our sins is exceedingly great, which is why it has incurred the wrath of God.
所以神才会兴起外邦啊来刑罚啊以色列人。
And this is why God called or mobilized the enemies to come upon them.
所以呢，当时候以色列人到底犯了什么罪呢
？And so what exactly did the Israelites what were their sins?
啊，我们说有两个最主要的罪。
And so there are two main ones.
一个是信仰上的罪。
First is the sin against their faith.
啊，就是他们去拜偶像。没有来敬拜真神
that they worshipped idols and stopped worshipping God、
啊、就好像亚哈、啊、娶了一个太太叫耶洗别
just as Ahab, King Ahab, he married a woman named Jezebel、
啊、这耶洗别是一个外邦人
and Jezebel is a Gentile
所以就把他们外邦的偶像也带进以色列国
and she's a foreigner and she brought the foreign gods into God's place
所以呢亚哈王、啊、也跟着他的太太一样、啊、去拜偶像
And so King Ahab followed his wife in worshipping the idols.
所以全国的百姓也跟着国王一样，也去拜偶像。
And the nations under this king also followed the king in worshipping all the idols.
啊，那这个是宗教上的罪。
And so this is a sin on their a sin on their faith.
那么第二个罪就是属于道德行为的罪。
And the second is a sin their sinful conduct.
啊，就是生活行为都违背了神的诫命。
And that in their everyday their daily lives, they committed a lot of sin against God.
啊，常常去说谎话，去啊偷盗啊。做很多的啊罪恶的事情。
They lied, they steal, and they did a lot of things that are against God's will.
啊，甚至有淫乱的事情发生。
Including adultery.
所以神啊就很生气。
And so this made this incurred the wrath of God.
所以才会兴起外邦人啊来刑罚他们。
And so God mobilized the enemies to come upon them.
啊，所以我们到后来就看到了啊，就是以色列国啊被亚述帝国给毁灭了。啊，没关系，那个是说以色列国被毁灭啊，然后啊，犹大国也被毁灭。
And so both the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah, they were both defeated by their enemies.
而且呢，还有一个是最大的，就是这个圣殿也被啊被污秽了。
And even greater to that is that the temple of God was also corrupt.
所以我们来看以西结书啊啊，曾经有描述圣殿被。污秽的现象。
And so let us look at what the corruption on the temple of God looked like from the book of Ezekiel.
我们请看以西结书第七章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 7.
二十节。
Verse 20.
所以原来神是要把圣殿当作这个神圣的祷告的地方。
And so God has regarded the temple as a holy place.
但是以色列人却把圣殿给污秽了。
But the Israelites, they defiled the kingdom.
所以啊。外邦人也来污秽这个圣殿。
And so, this also prompted the enemies to also come to defile the kingdom.
我们看第七章的二十节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 20.
论到主装饰华美的殿，他建立得威严，他们却在其中制造可憎、可恶的啊、可厌的偶像，所以这殿我就使他们看如污秽之物。
Verse 20, they were proud of their beautiful jewelry and used it to make their detestable idols and vile images. Therefore, I will turn these into an unclean thing for them.
21, 21. 我必将这殿交付外邦人为掠物，交付地上的恶人为掳物，他们也必亵渎这殿。
Verse 21, I will hand it all over as plunder to foreigners and as loot to the wicked of the earth, and they will defile it.
22, 我必转脸不顾以色列人，他们亵渎我隐秘之所，强盗也必进去亵渎。
Verse 22, I will turn my face away from them, and they will desecrate my treasured place. Robbers will enter it and desecrate it.
所以这里就是描述以色列人是怎么去污秽圣殿的。
And so here illustrated how the Israelites defiled the temple of God.
在里面制造很多的偶像。
And within it, they created and established a lot of detestable idols.
所以神也把圣殿给放弃了。
And so God also forsook the temple.
就把圣殿交给外邦人。
And he handed the temple over to
外邦人也来毁灭这个圣殿。
He handed it to the temple to the foreigners, and they also defiled it.
所以难怪在诗篇79篇第一节说外邦人进入你的产业，污秽你的圣殿，使耶路撒冷变回荒堆。
So that's how Psalm 71 started as verse 1, saying the nations have invaded their inheritance and defiled the holy temple.
所以这就是神在刑罚以色列人的原因。
And so this is the way that God has showed himself to the Israelites.
那么第五节呢，诗人还是有一个很大的一个愿望，说神啊，你的动怒要到永远吗？
And so in verse 5, the people responded to God, saying, How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever?
你这样的愤怒要到什么时候才会结束啊？
When will your anger cease?
这就是诗人一直会发出的一个呼吁一个对神的祈求。
And so this is how the psalmist continually reached out to God in his cry.
难道你要动怒要到永远吗？这样如火焚烧，要烧到什么时候呢？
And so will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn?
虽然我们是犯错了。
And so even though we have sinned,
但是我们还是人，我们还是你的百姓。
But we are still your people.
所以我们还是希望神你可以不要再发怒了。
And so we seek, we ask you to cease in your anger.
所以呢，这里就是诗人对神的一种祈求怜悯。
And so this is a way that psalmist prayed to God to plead for relief.
所以呢，神这个时候会听到这些诗人他们的祷告。
And so God would hear the prayers and the cries of the psalmist.
所以如果我们来读诗篇103篇就会有另外一个非常对于神的怜悯慈爱一个非常丰富的描写。
And if we turn to Psalm 103, we can see a very different passage where it talks very abundantly of God's a wonderful grace.
我们请看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
同样的呢，103篇也是有说到人是有犯错了。
And in the same way, the message within Psalm 103 is also speaking regarding to the sin of the people.
但是他却说神是有怜悯的。
But the emphasis is on the mercy of God.
他不会永远的责备，永远的怀怒。
And that God will not be angry forever.
我们来看第八节。
Let us turn to verse 8.
诗篇103篇第八节。
Psalm 103 verse 8.
主有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
Verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love.
第九，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
Verse 9, he will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever.
第十，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10, he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
11, 天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
For as high as the heavens and are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.
12, 东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has removed our transgressions from us.
13, 父亲怎样连续他的儿女，主也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
Verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
14, 因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
Verse 14, for he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust.
所以呢，这个诗篇103篇呢，就对于神啊，有非常丰盛啊的慈爱。
And so here, the psalmist regards the Lord as somebody who is full of compassion and grace.
他是不会永远的怀怒啊。
And he will not be angry forever.
他没有按照我们的过犯来对待我们。
And he does not treat us according to what our sins deserve.
要不然呢，按照我们的过犯，可能早就要死了好多遍了。
If he were to judge us according to what our sins deserve, we would have died many times over.
但是神却没有一一的清算。
But this is not, the Lord did not count our sins this way.
他反而赦免我们的罪。
In fact, in the opposite, he forgave our sins.
所以诗人就用那个啊天跟地啊的啊距离，东跟西的这个距离来描述神的爱。
And so the psalmist compared the love of the Lord in contrasting themes such as heaven versus the earth, east versus the west.
所以神让我们的过犯也这么的远。
And so the
神让我们的过犯离我们这么远。
And so the Lord has cast our sin so far away from us.
他没有按照我们的过犯来审判我们。
He did not treat us according to what our sins deserve.
他还是像父亲一样爱他的儿女。
He is like a father who loves his children.
因为他知道我们的本体真的只是一个尘土。
Because he knows that we are but dust.
所以这就是神的怜悯跟慈爱。
So this is the compassion and grace of God.
因此呢，我们呢啊，如果有了软弱的时候啊，我们一定要到神面前来祈求神的怜悯。
And in times when we are going through weaknesses, we should come and sought the mercy of God.
我们绝对不可能啊，像法利赛人那样的祷告啊。
We must not pray like the Pharisees.
因为法利赛人到神面前，反而在夸口他所做的好事。
Because the Pharisees, when they come to pray in the presence of God, they boast about their strengths.
啊，他还向神夸口说：“哦，我还奉献十分之一呢。”
They boast about the tithes that they pay.
啊，他还我一个礼拜还有禁食祷告嘞。
And how they pray weekly to the Lord.
啊，我都完全遵守诫命。
And how they fully abide by the laws of God.
啊，所以这个法利赛人就一直在神面前数算他自己所做的功劳。
And so the Pharisees often when they pray, they count all of their strengths.
但是其实他没有想到，他所犯的那些错误啊，真的来计算的话，怎么可以承受得住神的审判呢？
But really, if they were to count their sins, they would realize that their sins are not deserving, are beyond what they God punishes them for.
反而那个税吏呢啊，他不敢抬头看天。
And in contrast to the Pharisees, the tax collector, when he prays, he dare not look up into the heavens.
因为天是神的座位，我不敢看天呐，看神呐。
Because heaven is where the throne of God is, and he does not dare to lift his eyes to gaze upon it.
所以他只有用手来捶自己的胸对自己的责备。
And so all he can do is beat his breast and condemn himself.
然后不断的在神面前悔改。
And unceasingly repent before the Lord.
所以这两个人的祷告最后的结果是什么？
And so what is the conclusion or the outcome of the prayers of these two different people?
主耶稣说哈，神反而不要那个法利赛人的祷告。
The Lord says, I reject the prayer of the Pharisee.
他反而接纳的那个税吏的祷告。
And he accepts the prayer of the tax collector.
所以神反而要把那个至高的把它降为卑。
And so God will humble the proud.
然后把那个谦卑的把它抬高了。
And he will exalt the humble.
这就是神反而用怜悯的心来看待我们。
And this is the compassionate way in which the Lord treats us.
所以呢，当我们遇到一些软弱的时候，
And so when we are encountering going through a weakness,
我们一定要到神面前来认罪求神赦免帮助我们。
We must come before the Lord and pray and ask for repentance so that he can help us.
我们越在神面前越能够认识自己的软弱的时候。
And when we come before God's presence and we admit and acknowledge our weakness.
就像保罗说，我身上有一根刺。
It's just as Paul said or described that I have a thorn.
但是我反而越来 承认我的这根刺。
And I am willing to acknowledge or admit to this thorn.
然后我就越软弱，神就愿意接纳我，给我力量啊。
And the more this thorn is a weakness on my side, the more the Lord will give me strength.
我们来看哥林多后书十二章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多后书十二章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
Verse 7, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me.
第八，为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
Three times, verse 8, I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me.
第九，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Verse 9,
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Verse 9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast of all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me.
第十，我为基督的缘故就以软弱凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Verse 10, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
所以呢，保罗啊，明白为什么主耶稣要把这根刺留在他的身上。
And so Paul has a clear understanding of why it is that the Lord left this thorn on his flesh.
就是要避免保罗啊太自高了啊，因为他得了很多的启示。
It is to prevent Paul from being conceited because of the surpassing great revelations he had received from the Lord.
所以这根刺留在他身上，他才会谦卑下来。
And so this thorn that was left on his flesh is to humble him.
然后他才会能知道说，哦，我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就可以刚强了。
So that he may be able to proclaim that when he is weak, he is strong.
所以这是保罗啊，感谢主耶稣给他的这根刺。
And he, Paul, this is how he thanked, was gracious, grateful to the Lord.For preserving him,
让他能够谦卑下来
so that he might humble down.
所以今天我们哈来到神面前，只有谦卑啊认罪，这样才能够得到神的接纳。
And so for us to be accepted by the Lord, we have to know how to humble ourselves and to come before him.
所以我们呢一定要常常在祷告里面要反省检讨自己，有没有哪些是做的啊不够的，是神啊不喜悦的事情。
And so it is important for us to admonish ourselves to continue to pray to Him and examine in our prayers and to see where we have sinned against Him.
当然有人说哦，基督徒的这种祷告都是很负面，一直在认罪，一直在啊负面的看待自己，好像是不好。
Some people might think that a way that a Christian prays to God is very quite negative because you're always thinking and pondering on your sin.
但是其实他不知道我们的结果是要得到赦免，是会被神抬高的。
But what they don't realize is when we pray and understand our loneliness, that it is for God to uphold and exalt us.
所以呢，当有人的批评我们基督徒好像的祷告都是很负面的啊，在啊认罪，其实他只看到前半段，而没有看到后半段。
And so when someone makes this very superficial observation that it seems that a Christian's prayer is very negative, they only see the first part, they don't see the outcome.
因为后半段才是真正会从神那里得到力量啊，得到荣耀。
Because the second half is where God's grace and glory is manifested.
这个时候我们就会多多的啊，更多的认识神的怜悯跟慈爱。
And it is through the second half that we are able to truly get to know God deeper and understand His great.
这也是亚撒写这个诗篇七十九篇呢、啊，他相信神的怜悯慈爱。
And so when the psalm of this Asaph wrote Psalm 79, he believed in the grace, compassion and grace of God.
我们人呢、啊，真的。不怕犯错，只怕不认错。
And so what we as humans should not be afraid of is not to be afraid of making mistakes, but
怕我们不认错。
And be afraid that we don't admit to them.
那这个不认错比那个犯了错更严重的错了。
We should not be afraid of making mistakes. We should be afraid of not admitting to them. Because this
好，我们再回头来看诗篇七十九篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 79 and continue.
所以呢，我们刚有讲到一个中心思想，就是说。 神啊啊，因着你的名啊，来帮助我们赦免我们的罪。
And so we spoke about Psalm 79, the main verse in 9, saying, God, deliver us and forgive our sins.
所以呢，从第八节到第九节啊，这是一个中心思想。
And so from verse 8 and 9, these are the verses that are central to
Psalm 79. 不要纪念我们先祖的罪孽啊，向我们追讨，愿你的慈悲快迎着我们，因为我们落到极卑微的地步了。
Verse 8, do not hold against us the sins of the fathers, may your mercy come quickly to us, for we are in desperate need.
所以这里是说啊，我们的先祖有犯很多的罪。
And so our fathers have has accumulated great sin.
但是啊，现在求你啊，能够赦免我们。
But we ask that your mercy comes and forgiveness come to us.
不要让外邦人继续说他们的神在哪里，来藐视我们的信仰。
The other nations cannot mock our God, saying, "Where is your God?"
所以这里呢，还是要如何能够啊，得到神的赦免。
And so, how are we to receive to receive God's mercy?
所以呢，我们看到主耶稣啊，也赦免一个犯淫乱的一个妇人。
And so, an example is in when the Lord Jesus in the incident when he forgave adulterous woman.
就是说你也不要从此不要再犯罪。
And he said to her, "You go and sin no more."
这就是主耶稣对这个妇人的赦免。
And so this is the forgiveness God gave to this woman.
所以今天我们啊，来到主面前。
So when we come before the presence of God,
我们相信主，他有丰盛的慈爱，会赦免我们，帮助我们。
We believe in the abundant love of God, and that He has the ability to forgive our sins and help us.
而且他会让我们脱离这个困难啊卑微的环境。
And He will deliver us from all of our difficulties and trials.
这就是我们今天向神祷告的信心跟基础。
And this is the faith that we have to take out when we pray to God.
所以呢，今天我们不论遇到什么这个患难困难的时候。
And so no matter what kind of trials and tribulations we encounter,
我们一定要对神有信心，来向神祷告。
We must have faith in God, and we must have faith in praying to Him.
我们呢，不要像那个约伯的三个朋友一直在用罪刑罚来做审判自己的。
And we should not be like the friends of Job.
对，他是一直认为约伯犯罪，所以被刑罚。
And so they had the impression, or they had the wrong judgment that Job was being punished because of his sins.
但是约伯他一直反省自己，我并没有犯罪啊。
But no matter how genuinely Job reflected and re-examined himself, his conclusion is, I have not sinned.
但是到约伯最后还是在神面前认为自己有罪了。
But ultimately, at the end, Job was able to see the sin that he had in front of him.
他还是说，神啊，求你赦免我的罪。
And he said to the Lord, please forgive my sin.
因为他的罪就是自以为是义人的那个罪啊。
Because the sin was him thinking that he was righteous.
这就是约伯后来也能够谦卑下来。
And this was how, through this process, Job was able to find his humility.
所以今天我们来到主面前。
So when we come before God today,
真的，我们只有向主祈求怜悯我们。
We must repent to the Lord and ask for His forgiveness.
我们一切的罪都摆在主的面前。
And we lay down all of our sin in His presence.
就是求神能够赦免我们的罪。
And this is how we seek the Lord's forgiveness.
而且呢，神呐他会把我们就像一样他的羊一样继续来看顾我们啊。
And so God will treat us like his sheep and he will watch over us.
所以我们继续看呢第十一节。
And so we continue Psalm 79 verse 11.
愿被囚之人的叹息达到你面前，愿你按着你的大能力存留那些将要死的人啊。
Verse 11, may the groans of the prisoners come before you by the strength of your arm, preserve those condemned to die.
所以这里呢特别说愿那些被囚之人的叹息达到你面前，就是这种叹息是已经快要死亡的叹息。
And so the groans of the prisoners, let them come before you. These are groans, at the edge of death.
也就是说，求神用能力来存留那些将要死的人，不要让他真的死了。
And in his cry to the Lord, he says, "By the strength of your arm, preserve those who are condemned to die."
所以其实这里对神的那种祈求已经在那种生死的边缘了。他是快要死的时候来向神的祈求跟祷告。
And so the the feeling here is the emotion here is the outcry someone has at the point of death.
好，所以一个人快要死的时候，向神的祷告，那个是最真诚、最强烈的一种祷告。
And when someone is crying out to the Lord at the on the at the point at the brink of death, it is his most sincere.
我们说，一个人快要死的时候，会有有几种情绪会发生呢？
And so when we say someone is about to die or face the death, a flash before their eyes, they go through certain things.
啊，就是有五种情绪。
And there are five different emotions.
对，一种就是说，哦，我否认，我拒绝，我不接受，啊，这个死亡快要来了。
And the first stage, our first emotion is denial. I don't accept this death that's coming upon me.
那第二种情绪说，我会生气，我为什么生病，别人不生病，啊，就会生气。
The second is angry. Why is it that I am dying and not everyone else?
那第三个就是我要跟神讨价还价。
And the third is negotiation. I'm going to negotiate with my Lord.
就会说神啊，如果你给我生命啊，我愿意奉献；如果你给我啊这个健康，我愿意做什么做什么。好像有点讨价还价的味道。
So, it's a negotiation or bargaining with the Lord. If you give me life, I will do this for you or that.
那第四种情绪说。Depression 就是非常的忧郁了，已经完全放弃了啊，什么都不用了啊，算了吧，非常低落的情绪。
And the fourth emotion is when somebody's emotions is at the very lowest, and they hit symptoms of depression.
最后一个情绪说接纳一切，好，我愿意接纳神给我的一切安排，因为我要到天国去，所以我放心了，我不再有前面那些负面的啊那些情绪了。
And the last emotion is acceptance. And when somebody understands that he is able to walk into death and to meet his Lord and to put everything behind him.
所以第五种情绪就是最好的，就是接纳的情绪。
And so the fifth type of emotion in regarding death is acceptance.
啊，这就是五种啊，面对死亡的五种情绪会不断的反复出现的。
And so these are the five emotions that people cycle through when they are at the brink of death.
啊，这是一个心理学家哈，他啊接啊在 hospice 哈啊辅导过啊几千个的那种啊死亡边缘的个案啊，问候啊了解他们的情绪的反应。所整理出来的一个报告。
And so this is the report that was written by a psychologist who worked in a hospice who examined and watched many people who went through this process.
啊，因为他们快要死亡了，他们会有这种情绪会表现出来。
Because right when they are at the point of death, they go through the patients go through many feelings and emotions.
那么要从第一到第五啊，这个需要一个很长的过程去经历的这种五种情绪。
And so when they go from stage one of denial to stage five of acceptance, this can take a long period of time.
但是我们总是最后要到第五种情绪才是最好的啊，愿意接受啊这个死亡的安排啦。
But what we want to be is to be at the stage five or the mature state of acceptance, so that we are able and willing to face death.
但是在这个诗歌里面呢，他仍然说。求神啊，不要让我真的死亡啊，让我能够啊脱离死亡啊，能够啊来赞美你呀、啊。
And so here, though the psalmist, when he wrote the psalm, he's pleading with the Lord, deliver me from death so that I don't have to face it.
啊，当然了，这是诗歌啊，啊，他还是哦以生命啊是有希望的啊，能够来赞美神，为神做更多的工作。
And the underlying context of the way the purpose of this hymn is to know that the Lord, there's hope in the Lord.
啊，所以我们今天啊，一般来讲，我们仍然是希望能够活下来啊，能够为神做啊更多的侍奉。
And so for many of us, we may wish to stay in our life so that we can continue to serve God.
啊，因为传道书也说一句话。
There is a passage in Ecclesiastes.
他说有生命就有希望。
So it says, if there is life, there is hope.
所以呢，我们就有一口气存在，我们就有希望可以去啊做很多的努力，做很多的改变。
And so as long as we have breath in this life, there are still hope, there is still chance to do many things.
所以我们有时候真的快要死的时候。啊，我们会有很大的一种思想的转变。
And so many people, when they face or on the brink of death, it is a turning point in their life.
所以难怪有一个人说哈，我们如果啊常常把今天当作是最后一天，那我们对很多的价值观啊，很多选择都会不一样了。
And so there's a concept that, that some people that they live by, which is that they live every day as if it is their last. And so they make changes very differently from other people.
我们就不会在意、啊、别人如何看待我了。
So we will not care what other people think of us.
我们也不会在意说、哦、我还有多少钱。
We won't care about how much money is in the bank.
我也不在乎说、哦、我要在社会上得到多大的、啊、荣耀。
And we won't care about the kind of glory and status we receive in this world.
因为一旦死亡，这些算什么？
Because when we are ready to face death, what are all these things?
这些财富，这些名声，这些人的眼光，这些都不算什么了。
That all these name, these status, this glory, all of these are vain, vanity.
因为那些都不重要了。
Because they are not important.
我有生命啊，这才是最尊贵啊！我要追求一个最有价值的事物。
And the most important thing is this life, and with every breath, we must choose the right purpose.
所以难怪，如果我们能够把生命当作是最后一天，我们真的会有不同的选择啊，还有价值观。
And so, if we live every day as if it is the last, we will have very different principles and the way that we live our lives.
所以这就是为什么啊，传道书也告诉我们说，在遭上的家，我们会得着智慧的心。啊、在遭丧的家，在啊，有梦哈啊，在有人去世的那个啊，遭丧的家庭里面，我们去参加这个遭丧的家，我们会有智慧的心呐、
啊。And so in Ecclesiastes it says that we go to the house of mourning so that we may receive wisdom.
好、啊，这就是为什么死亡这个思考会给我们智慧。
And so this is why when we ponder on death and are in the death of this topic, we will receive wisdom.
这就是为什么诗人呐、啊，他要。特别讲到将要死的人 啊, 啊要向神的祷告是非常迫切的、啊、这就是最好的祷告了。
And so here the psalmist in Asaph, he says that those who are at the brink of death, they cry with groans when they're almost at the brink of death, and this prayer is very genuine.
最后、啊、我们就看十三节做一个最好的结尾。
And we see the conclusion in verse 13.
就是说你的民啊你的草场的羊就会来赞美神啊。直到永远。
Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise your name.
这就是又回到了啊，整个诗人的非常啊重要的一种啊描写，就是所有的百姓啊都是神的羊。
And so here the psalmist ends this passage saying that we are all his people are his sheep.
这也是啊以西结先知啊也有谈到神要亲自做我们的牧者。
And Ezekiel also likened the Lord to be one who is like our shepherd.
我们看以西结书三十四章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 34.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这里是神对百姓说的话。
So this is the words of God to the people.
以西结书三十四章十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11.
主如此说看哪、啊、我必亲自寻找我的羊将他们寻见。
Verse 11, for this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them.
12, 牧人在羊群四散的日子怎样寻找他的羊我必照样寻找我的羊这些羊在密云黑暗的日子散到各处我必从那里救回他们来。
Verse 12, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they have scattered on the day of clouds and darkness.
13, 我必从万民中领出他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故土，也必在以色列山上一切的溪水旁边，境内一切可居之处牧养他们。
Verse 13, I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land.
14, 我必在美好的草场牧养他们，他们的圈必在以色列高处的山上，他们必在佳美之圈中躺卧，也在以色列肥美的草场吃草。
Verse 14, I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. Then they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in the rich pasture on the mountains of Israel.
15, 主如此说，我必亲自做我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。
Verse 15, I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord.
16, 失丧的我必寻找。被逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治，只是肥的壮的我必除灭，也必秉公牧养他们。
Verse 16, I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice.
所以15、16呢可以算是这个经文里面的中心思想。
And so we can say verse 15 and 16 is the key passage in this chapter.
就是神自己说我自己要当牧者。
And so God said, I myself will tend to my sheep.
我要寻找他们让他们回到羊圈来。
And I will search for them, and I will bring them back into the flock.
然后那些受伤的，我要缠裹。
And those who are injured, I will bind up.
那些有病的，我要医治。
And those who are weak, I will heal.
有病的，我要医治。
And those who are sick, I will heal.
这就是神对我们的爱。
And so this is God's love, on us.
因此，今天我们就是主耶稣的羊。
And so today we are the Lord's sheep.
所以他要照顾我们。
And so He will take care of us.
就像诗篇二十三篇说的。
Just as Psalm 23 says.
他要领我们到青草地，到溪水边。
That He will lead us into green pastures and beside the still waters.
所以我们会得到宝足。
So that we will receive His protection.
所以这就是诗人最后以这个做草场的羊得到牧人的照顾来做结尾。
And so the psalmist Asaph, he concluded his passage saying that the Lord, we are the sheep of his pastures, he will watch over.
那么这个牧者他真的是爱我们的羊爱我们这些他的羊。
And this shepherd truly loves his sheep.
所以后来主耶稣也是以这个来说他自己就是好牧人为羊舍命。
And so this is also how the Lord Jesus illustrated himself, described himself as the good shepherd.
所以我们看到主耶稣其实用了很多的那些数词言语呢都是有旧约圣经的根据。
And so many of the examples that the Lord gave or illustrations that the Lord gave has context in the Old Testament.
所以我们要了解新约，一定要先去看旧约，才知道这个新约的产生不是凭空出现的。
And so to understand the New Testament, we have to read the Old Testament to understand the context of where the passages come from.
这样子我们对新约的不管是耶稣说的话，保罗所说的话，才能够有个深刻的了解。
And so regarding the Lord Jesus' words and Paul's words and their writings, we will have much deeper understanding.
所以呢，这就是我们为什么旧约新约都要一起来研究的原因。
And so this is why it is important that we study scripture, that we must read both the Old and the New Testament together.
所以我们为什么要有系统的来查考亚萨所写的诗歌。
And so we have to examine systematically the psalm of Asaph.
因为亚萨他是一个大卫时代的一个诗人，他带领诗班写了很多的诗歌。
Because the psalmist Asaph, he is a contemporary of King David.
他写了很多的诗歌。
And he wrote many songs.
然后带领诗班来唱诗。
And he led many in praising God with song.
所以呢，他写的诗歌就是我们所谓的精华，这是 essence 就是非常重要的精华内容啊。
And so many of the psalms are a essence of our faith.
所以值得我们来查考它，就可以知道。我们的信仰也要如何追求的中心思想。
And so when we study the Psalms, we also understand the essence of this teachings.
所以写诗歌真的这个诗歌都是字字好像珍珠一样非常宝贵的。
And so each Psalm in the Bible is like a pearl, a very precious pearl.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing him.
445首。
445.